Although we have already had a podcast on the graduate and professional school application process, I wanted to focus more on what happens after you've been accepted. Students are usually anxious about the transition from undergrad to grad student, so hopefully this podcast will put your mind more at ease. I'm not going to lie to you. There is a huge difference between being an undergrad student and a graduate student, but the differences aren't always bad things. The classes will require more reading and more papers, but they are also more focused and revolve around a major you enjoy. There are required courses, but no gen eds like we think of them, such as college algebra or public speaking. You will still have to buy textbooks, and you will probably still have to apply for financial aid. However, in graduate school, you can offset tuition costs by becoming a research or graduate assistant for offices on campus. Bear in mind that depending on where you go, you may need to look for a place to live. An important thing to do, even before you arrive on campus, is to make connections. Knowing people will really help to make the transition easier. Reach out to the financial aid office, the career center, and the professors in your department. Set up a meeting with your academic advisor to get a better idea of the courses you will be taking. Contact the admissions office to see if there is an orientation for graduate students. It will be much easier for you to settle in when you know you have people who can answer your questions. You can also look on Facebook or LinkedIn to see if there are any groups that match what you are looking for. As I mentioned before, be prepared for a challenge academically. Look over the course offerings to find out if you will be taking them as a cohort. Also try to find out what books you will need so you can start pricing them to get the best deal. Don't forget to find out what your graduation project will be and how that process works. We need to write a thesis, complete an internship, or take a comprehensive exam. Not only is it an academic change, but it will be an opportunity to grow personally as well. Find out your credit score and create a budget for yourself. If you need to, find an apartment and everything you will need to live, such as furniture and food. Take time to check out the local area. What are things you can do and where are the places you can go? Even better, which places offer student discounts? Transitioning to graduate school can be a scary time. Don't forget you can reach out to your career counselor, your undergraduate professors, and your friends. You can also reach out to your program and see if there are current graduate students who will be willing to talk with you. It may seem overwhelming now, but it will pay off when you turn your tassel for the second time.